What do you mean? Oh, just in general, it just didn't
No,
work.
just on like the boss fights of Sonic Advance 2.
I don't remember any of the
For
boss
the
fights, so I'll be honest.
It was the GBA one.
I definitely played Sonic Advance 2, I just don't remember any of the game.
What was the one we played on stream, Adam? The 3D one? Is it Adventure? Which one was it? One or two?
You played Sonic Adventure 1, right?
Fucking shit, mate.
Or it was the DX version, wasn't it, I believe?
Whatever it
Yeah.
wants, mate. It was
That game is not good.
just
The game is not good. Did it have proper cutscenes in it where Sonic would speak while waggling his ears? I can't remember. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It gets like some points for it being a very early 3D game, and then the rest of it is just like, okay. No. Let's ignore that this exists for a bit.
I just can't get my head around where people still hold me. I don't get how Sonic is so popular. Like, I understand why it was popular when we were younger, because like we were coming off the back and played the good games, and like
Yeah.
it was a cool character compared to Mario or whatever. And now I'm
Well,
just like, how
I
is
can
it
tell
still popular?
I can tell you exactly why, Charlie. So, and we've discussed.
I'm concerned about the tone you said that in and where this is
We've
going. And
discussed
if
this.
you're about to say the word deviant art, I don't want to know.
No,
Oh,
not
God.
DeviantArt. It's they introduced a. There was at some point they introduced a character, Charlie. A character that I feel like people really liked for
Here it comes.
their qualities.
Is it Big the Cat?
No,
No,
he's gonna talk
I think it's
about Bat Rouge
Rouge
again.
Rouge the Bat. Yeah, it's kind
I
of he's
think
a.
people like Big the Cat.
People do like Big the Cat.
Do they?
Why does the bat have tits though? Why does it need to have tits though? I don't get it. Why?
Just
Why
for it,
would.
so it can feed its bat young.
Are we. Adam, are we recording?
We are now, yeah.
Okay, then don't worry. Then I'll tell you something later. Carry on.
Oh shit, okay. Fair enough. We weren't, and then I realized that us talking about Sonic was actually pretty good, and then I decided to
No, it
record.
wasn't. It was just talking about certain animals again.
I mean, until that point, it
But
was
no,
actually
but that's
interesting.
where I feel like people got more invested, Charlie.
No, but I don't, I'm just saying, I
Why?
really don't understand why people still insist that Sonic is good in any way, shape, or form. Like, again, I understand why it was popular when we were younger, but I don't understand how it's still popular. If there was another game
You
that
mean
had
still
released,
popular
another series that
with
had released
children, or mean or
shit
popular
after
with?
shit after shit for that long, I don't understand how it
Do you
still
mean popular with children,
exists.
or do you mean popular
I
with
mean
adults
popular in
who?
general. I don't get
Okay.
it. Like, there's a certain level of nostalgia for people like us to an extent, but even then, we admit that most of the games are bad. But I don't understand how it's still one of the most popular franchises. I don't get how it still exists. If there was any other series that had
It
released as
runs off
much
nostalgia.
tosh as they had for that long, it wouldn't exist anymore. I don't understand.
Runs exclusively off nostalgia.
But it can't know because people who are young now.
Nostalgia can only go so far. I agree
I
with
mean
Charlie
the I mean
there.
the adults run
Yeah, but I'm
solo.
talking.
But the thing
Yeah,
is,
but it.
adults can have like they have better, more well-informed opinions than that of children,
That's
though.
absolutely untrue if you've spoken to an adult.
That's pretty untrue.
Like I understand why people say that children don't
You,
have
it
any
should, it
intelligence
should
or
be,
opinion.
it should
It
be
should
true,
be
but
true, but I've spoken
realistically.
to adults, and the vast majority of them do not have valid opinions. Like it should be, you're right. It should be true. It's not.
Saying their opinions are valid is a bit much, Adam.
I mean, it depends on what they're talking about, to be fair. Some people have valid opinions on cheese or football, but don't have valid opinions on many, many other things that they choose to have opinions on.
Like human
Nonsense, mate.
rights and I was gonna name something equally as stupid as cheese, but I couldn't think of something to say.
Let me put it this way. What was the last good, genuinely good Sonic game?
Sonic Mania.
Yeah, I
What was
feel
the
like
and then before then?
I don't know because I've not played them, but I hear
Sonic
Sonic
4.
Colors is good. No, Sonic 4 is bad.
No, Sonic Colors was terrible. People like it, but it's terrible.
So I've not played Sonic Colors, so I don't know. But I hear that it's good.
Which was just for those keep track, a Wii game. Then what was the one before that? Because you're legit hitting every 10 years at this point.
Yeah.
So what are all these kids who are playing it in the bit in between? What are they playing that's making them like Sonic? And then why is it carrying on?
Unleashed? Do you think kids liked...
Sonic Unleashed was...
Whatever else happened.
That game made me so angry. No, like... That game was so unbelievably terrible.
Really?
It was just like... The whole transformation was Sonic going from a hedgehog to basically just an angrier hedgehog.
With stretchier arms.
With very stretchy
like
arms.
Like, he went from Sonic the Hedgehog to a blue Mr. Tickle. And I don't really understand how that happened, but anyway, okay, here we go.
I think Mr. Tickle's a bit of a stretch, but I get where you're coming from.
Stretch.
I know, right? I was really hoping that pun was...
I think it'd be more akin to, you know, a Stretch Armstrong.
I mean, it doesn't have that many, like, loopy arms, but yes, you're right. But, yeah.
What I'm saying is, would any other game... Right, I'm looking at the Wikipedia now. I'm doing an Adam, okay. Right? I'm looking at the Wikipedia for Sonic Unleashed, right? And the Metacritic, let's take the best Metacritic score, which was the Wii/PS2 versions, which was a 66.
There was a PS2 version of Sonic Unleashed?
Apparently. Yes, there was also, but that was the best reviewed one, right? The Xbox 360 one has 60 and the PS3 version is 54. But let's just take the 66 as the given, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would any other game that gets a 66 on Metacritic sell over 2.45 million units?
And then
everyone continue to support that franchise. This is my point. Maybe. I don't get it. Like, I understand the nostalgia for adults, of people like us who grew up playing the actual good ones. I 100% get that. And I even, to some extent, understand how adults like us would try and convince ourselves that things like Sonic Adventure were good or that Sonic Heroes has a redeeming quality apart from its theme song. I get it. I understand that, right? But realistically, it has been bad and you get one good one every 10 years and yet somehow it's still one of the biggest things in the world and I don't get it. It got a film with Jim Carrey playing the main bad guy.
Yeah.
It got a sequel.
People with Idris Elba playing Knuckles.
Like, I
just had to remind you of that.
I just can't. I just did a triple jump video with it. I don't need to trust me. My brain was like, oh my God. Like, I don't need to. Well, like,
people
just...
liked those films, right? People thought those films were really good. I thought the film was. I saw the first one. I thought it was.
I mean, they had to redesign the entire character moments before.
True.
Yeah, but that's fine. Like, it came out and it was good. Like, compare it to, like, okay, a series that has. Nothing's as equally turbulent as Sonic because Sonic's not turbulent. If anything, the good things are anomalies. But let's just use turbulent for example. Resident Evil. All of those films are objectively bad.
Yeah, and yet
objectively bad or abject in failures. But they sell ridiculously well as well. Yeah, but at least the series, like in general, Resident Evil, you get one awful game and one really good game. Like, so there is a reason why it would still exist. It should translate better to film as just a basic horror film, but it doesn't. And yet somehow Sonic gets this ridiculously high budget animated film that's basically a Marvel type thing that's supposed to be launching other things, like they want to do a Knuckles thing and this thing and that thing, and then like it gets a sequel because it was so good. And yet the franchise is trash. I just can't get my head around it. And now again, the same thing is happening with Sonic Frontiers, where people are desperate to say this game is good, and I haven't played it, so I can't make a judgment. All I can say is I look at it and I think it looks very bad.
You know, you're right. I saw the big review list, and everyone was like, "Oh, it's a 9 out of 10. It's an 8 out of 10. It's a 7 out of 10." And then there was just one at the bottom. It was like, it's a 1 out of 5, and I was. I was like, okay,
like the most honest one I saw, kind of funny's review. I can't remember. Blessing did it. Blessing at AODG, and he said his exact words in the opening of his review is, "Sonic Frontiers is a 3 out of 5 that I love like a 5 out of 5." And I'm like, I appreciate that, because that's out of the gate honest. You're saying to me, yeah, look, it's really flawed, but I fucking love it. I can respect that. Mm. I don't mind loving a bad game. No, but no. I just don't understand why people are trying to tell me it's getting... Like, I'm just looking at it and I'm like, it's so clear what happened, because yeah. Sonic is always in the shadow of Mario. They clicked shadow. They looked at Mario and went, the Odyssey, huh? And then made this thing, which artistically is just... It's so weird.
It's so mismatched artistically, right?
It just doesn't feel right at all.
Because I was looking at it and I was like, it looks like what they've tried to do is recreate Breath of the Wild.
But zero.
In a more realistic art style, plus with Sonic in it.
There is zero artistic cohesion within that entire thing.
Yeah, it's so weird. I saw a review from... is it GamerRanks or whatever it is? It's the before you buy series thing.
Yeah.
And the guy there, like you were talking about Blessing there, the guy on that was basically saying something similar. Is like, hey, look, I really like Sonic games, and I'm as a Sonic fan, this is probably the best 3D Sonic game in the last 20 years. But as a fan of video games, it's not bad. It's just messy as hell. And I'm like, you know what, I can understand. He goes also, is like, if you don't like open world games, you will absolutely hate this game. So immediately I'm just sat there like, okay, I'm all interest I had is completely gone. I didn't have much interest to begin with, but there was a bit of me thinking, you know what, could potentially be fun for a few minutes.
I feel like, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like a Sonic open world game just does not feel like a good idea.
It doesn't feel like a Sonic game. So I was watching like clips and stuff, me and my friend were watching videos of it, and I was sat there like, hold on a minute, why does Sonic stop to fight enemies? Like the biggest thing I came off there from a gameplay perspective for me is, why does Sonic stop to fight enemies? Why does he just stop and then have a fist fight with like 12 robots? Because that's the least Sonic-like mechanic I've ever seen. So in the old Sonic games, you wouldn't... Unless it's a boss, you would never just stop to fight an enemy. Like, the whole point of Sonic is you're just moving. Yeah. Momentum and movement is what makes Sonic Sonic, right? So you need to incorporate that into the game in some way. So your combat in Sonic Frontiers should be, ideally, everything that Sonic... All of the actions that Sonic does is a one-hit kill, where he just sort of goes through the enemy and carries on moving. That you need to have that feel to the mechanics of the game anyway, right? You need to feel like you're going really quickly and you're moving so smoothly and fluidly that you're just like crashing through enemies and they're dying and they're going and you just on you go. It doesn't matter what happens to them now. So why is it when he just stops? Like, that sounds so conflicting to Sonic's character design to me.
That's why I think 3D Sonic just doesn't work in general.
I think there are probably why
they've struggled more than anything else. Because all of a sudden the way you approach enemies is different. It's not just the thing that's coming towards you that you have to go past. All of a sudden there's just like room for interpretation, and what do you do with that, you know?
Well, there are probably ways to make it work, but all of these Sonic games, all of the 3D Sonic games, I think, to some degree or another, they all make you fight things, and I think that's to give the game some sort of secondary gameplay loop, right? Instead of just the running forward through random, not great design levels. Like, they need to give you something else to do, so that, oh, let's incorporate a combat system in some way. Let's give Sonic a sword. Let's give him a werewolf powers. Let's do something else, right? But he doesn't need to. Like, in idea, like, separating Sonic, the Sonic gameplay from the Sonic world at this point, like, Sonic's essentially a ninja, right? Like, he's a ninja. He goes in quick. He does essentially a stab, a kill, and then moves on. Immediately, doesn't think about it, and I don't know if there are many ninja games like that. The only ninja games that come to mind are stuff like Ninja Gaiden, where you have to stop and do combat. Surely, I don't know how that kind of game hasn't. Assassin's Creed You know, like the base of Assassin's Creed is that, right? The base of Assassin's Creed, Assassin's Creed 1 and 2 specifically, is you free running around a city and you do the dude in with his little secret knife and then you wander off.
Secret knife.
Secret knife.
I mean, I would ask you this question. Mm. Name another 3D platformer that selling point is speed. I can think of ones which is selling point is like movement. I mean, sure. Like Mirror's Edge is a good example, right?
I mean,
literally never stop. And the bits that I found most frustrating in the game is when you have to stop and
that's what everyone
beat up a guy. And even then, you still have ways in which you can sort of fluidly move through people as opposed to having to stop completely.
But that Sonic should be like Mirror's Edge.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'm trying to think of one now. I can think of ones that are about movement. Like, you can make an argument for Portal, right? That's about movement.
Sure.
You could make an argument about Jet Set Radio. That's about movement. But again, you're not going fast. You're going incredibly slow in Jet Set Radio.
The only thing that I really thought of, movement-wise, when I was watching a clip of Sonic Frontiers, and you know the bit where he's like running in a straight line and you can shift from path to path?
Yeah.
The other thing that I was thinking about was in Spyro, in the old Spyro games, when you do the charging attack.
Hold
square down, and I'm like, well, that plays better. Like, Spyro is quite fast in that.
But yeah, but I feel like that's unintended. Like, I kind of agree with you, but I didn't think the developers intended for you to just charge everywhere like what everybody does.
But I mean,
even then, sometimes like they put enemies in your way where you have to stop and slow down. You have to think about it.
You do.
This is a flame enemy. This is that enemy. Like, the concept
of the Spyro game isn't going fast and charging through people, but the charge mechanic can work like that.
Sonic is a series that was like so designed for 2D.
Oh, absolutely.
And I feel like if it wasn't half as successful as it was, they probably would have dropped it by now. But it's like, you can't drop a cash cow like that. And so I can't, like, what's the best 3D Sonic game? Like, and by you're talking probably, like you say, people like Colors, even though I've never played it, so I can't really say. But
I don't know.
I know people say Colors is good. People like bits of, people like the 2D bits in where Pog.
Yeah. That's not really like a 3D. I know people like Adventure and Adventure 2. Adventure specifically feels... I don't know, because I feel like Adventure, while it has that like 3D hub world, doesn't feel like a 3D... Because all of the Sonic games that are in 3D, when you get to the level, when you get to the core gameplay, feel, to me, like you're just going forward in a line. Right? So they are essentially 2D. You've just shifted the camera from...
It's 3D like Crash is 3D. It's not open world, but you're just running through a level in a 3D dimension.
You've just shifted the camera to behind Sonic instead of to the side of Sonic. You're still moving in a 2D space.
Which makes me think open world Sonic is a good idea because it allows you movement options. Like, if you think about it, like...
Yeah.
If you're trying to create something where you can move fluidly fast, like having a bigger open space to make sense. But like when I look at gameplay footage of Sonic Frontiers, it's so barren.
It is.
That it's like you aren't running to the next bit where you stop and do something. And the one time you don't is when you run along those track things, which is like every grind rail sequence in every game ever, where you have to jump from track to track, ratchet and clank, whatever you want to call it, right? And I feel like when I look at it, it just feels... I don't know, it just feels a bit... I feel like an open world should work. I feel like this is one of those situations where, like, maybe the sequel to Frontiers is really good.
Well, that's what the Game Guy said, is that, okay, it feels like they're onto something with this, and while this game isn't perfect by any means and it has its own issues, they are issues that can be ironed out by the time Frontiers 2 comes out.
Art style, change that.
I mean, we were saying, like, if it had literally just...
Or let me define it, maybe.
Yeah, if it had literally just gone Breath of the Wild with its art style, then it would look perfectly fine.
And even then, Breath of the Wild is like a bit barren for me, but it still makes sense. Like artistically, it's at least something there, you know?
Yeah, but it feels like they're trying to do Breath of the Wild, but they've like half-assed it a little.
I also think it's not notable, but I do find it interesting that the Sonic film is set in reality and not in the fucking, the whatever, like Green Hill Zone or whatever, do you know what I mean? Because like, those worlds, like when you think about them, they are just kind of visually a mess, but like in a good way, like it makes sense altogether, but it is kind of insane. Like Green Hill Zone, Casino Zone, Chemical Plant Zone, like they do feel a bit insane, and I can't see how they would work, at least off the top of my head, I can't think of how they would work in a 3D environment.
They don't really, and that's why they are sort of levels. I was thinking like the best way to do a Sonic game is probably how Adventure tried it with the hub world and the miniature levels in between, like in the hub world. Yeah. And I was thinking again, like for some reason I was just thinking, hey, wouldn't Spyro. It be good if a Sonic game was like Spyro?
Mm.
And not necessarily like, you'd have to mix it up a bit, right? You'd have to mix up things, but I was thinking more, use the charge mechanics, you get an open world, sort of a little open hub world kind of thing with a bunch of levels in it. You go do the levels. The levels are all standalone, designed in a way that makes sense instead of... Because Sonic Frontiers does have... I mean, it has that a bit, but it also has like little level bits which just are floating around the world for some reason. I don't know why. Don't know why they're just there.
I don't know.
They also pop in really badly as well.
Yes,
because the game can't
that.
Handle being open world because Sonic's moving too quickly for the barrenness of the... It's such a mess. But I was thinking of so many like design potential or like so many mechanics that should be in a Sonic game like this. As an old Sonic fan, as someone who grew up with Sonic and loved Sonic as a child and legitimately have, I guess, for the last however many years, only come across liking one Sonic game after those first, you know, 3/4 games. And to be fair, the only reason Sonic Mania is a very good game, but it plays a lot off the old games, really, doesn't it? So,
I mean, it feels very similar, which again, not a bad thing.
I mean, it was kind of the point, and that's kind of why they've got so many like repeated levels from old games, and they try to. It's essentially a Sonic 1, 2, 3, and Knuckles remix with a couple of extra levels in there. That's not necessarily bad. It's a nice anniversary game, basically. But I'd love to see that same team do a brand new Sonic game as well. That would be something that would excite me. Like that team, Christian Whitehead's team, just go, oh, hey, we're doing a brand new Sonic game. Instead of them being forced to work on the offshoots of Sonic Origins for whatever reason it was, you know. But
yeah.
It does make me sad.
Well, I don't know. I think when you're a big company or like a publisher or whatever, and you're working with like, and you own a property, but you're working with a lot of different studios, then I feel like things just get like complicated and you don't real. And there's just, I just feel like there's never enough communication goes on. And that's why we end up with decades of terrible Sonic games.
Maybe. It's not like Sega doesn't have talent, though. Like, Sega has plenty of talented teams and...
I don't think it's the fact that they're bad. I think it's just the communication is bad. And that's why...
Maybe.
So, I just feel like the communication between the direction of where the game's meant to be and the actual development team just isn't as good as it should be.
Maybe. Not entirely. I feel like I don't agree. I feel like what the thing that's wrong with Sonic is the lack of direction. I feel like too many... I think every time a 3D Sonic game is made, the team don't know where they want to go. And they go, we could do this maybe. And then, regardless of whether it's good or bad, move on to the next one. Like the next random idea they've got in the back of their heads. And not really make a succinct, interesting product. And instead just go, fuck it, we're going to make a Sonic game. What does Sonic do? Ah, no, he fights robots. Cool. Let's make it a Gundam Sonic game this time. Because robots.
You know, I've got a friend at work that really likes the new Sonic game.
Yeah.
He really likes it. And I don't know what's special about it. I really don't understand it at all. I feel like I don't know. It feels very not like a Sonic game.
It doesn't feel... I mean...
And that's, again, why part of me wants to kind of just disagree with the whole nostalgia angle, because, like, people who...
feel like Sonic games.
Yeah, because if you're going for the nostalgia angle, then they need to feel like what... You know, the real deal. They need to feel like the originals. They need to feel at least like they're an homage to the... to what Sonic is, to the identity of what Sonic should be.
I agree. I think maybe there's nostalgia for the character more than the games. I don't know, though. I don't know. You're right that none of the Sonic games feel like Sonic games, which is precisely why I'm not a fan of them. Because they don't feel like Sonic games to me. They feel like... I mean, one, I'm not a big fan of 3D platformers as it is. But so, like, they don't feel like Sonic
games. Not only is one of your favorite games a 3D platformer, but it's also a first person 3D platformer.
But that's what makes it weird. That's what makes it interesting. Also, I don't know if it's maybe. Yeah, that's what makes it weird though. I don't mind it if it's weird. Like 3D platformers that are weird, I'm all on board with. 3D platformers that are like go collect a thing, it'll take 10 hours to collect 20 of this one thing. Cool, well done, off you go. I don't enjoy. Like the Mario games, Banjo-Kazooie, fucking... The only one that I've really enjoyed was Spyro. Back in the day as well.
I don't know. I do really like the go collect stuff, because I feel like it gives me something to do after I finish the game, which I feel like, and I feel like games, I mean, especially kids' games, should probably have that, a reason to keep playing after you've beaten the story.
Yeah, maybe. I don't have a problem with them existing.
That's why I really like collectibles in video games. I feel like games should have like collectibles.
No, I don't mean like just having collectibles. I mean, like, they are like, that's the type of game they are, is like collectathon, right? Is that you like Mario, like Mario 64, and you've got to collect all the stars to do anything, or like Banjo-Kazooie has like 12 different things that you need to collect in a level, or, you know, that sort of thing. Not like just, oh, I've got stuff to collect in a level, cool. But the level can be done by doing other things. It's the level is, you go into a level and you collect stuff, because that's all there is to do in the game. Just collect stuff and maybe kill enemies, but sometimes killing the enemy is a collection challenge as well. You know?
Ugh.
I don't have, like, a big love for those kind of games, is what I mean. That includes stuff like Mario 64 as well. I'm not the biggest Mario fan. It's weird how much I like platformers, and yet Mario, just not the biggest fan of. But,
well, I mean, by your definition, like, Spyro is a collectathon game.
It is, yeah. Spyro is a collectathon. Spyro's an exception to the rule for me for some reason. And I've only played Spyro 1 and 2, so...
You've not even played my favorite one.
No, I played a demo of it, and we did skateboarding for a bit.
I will give you a copy.
I don't have anything to play it on. Why do you have two copies of it?
So I decided I wanted a black label copy of my favorite game.
No, that's fair. That's fair. That's, I understand.
Or my favorite PS1 game. Well, or my favorite series rather. So I went and bought them.
Yeah, no, that's fair. No, I understand that. That makes sense. And you already had the copy of the game. You just wanted the black label.
Yeah, and I also, well, my second copy doesn't have a case because obviously I child and don't look after things.
Yeah, that's not good. I understand how that works as well.
But it was a platinum version of the game, which isn't, I feel it just isn't as desirable, because the art on the disc is nice. And you don't get the art on the disc with the platinum PS1 games. You just get the platinum thing with the name of the game. And that kind of sucks, man.
I agree. I agree. Yeah, I don't know. Sonic, weird franchise with not very many good games.
It's bad, but somehow it still exists.
Yeah.
Who knows how? Who knows why? And yet somehow...
There we are.
Here we go again.
Here we go again. But more Sonics. I also like the idea that... It's the, what is it? The Sonic cycle? Where everyone plays a Sonic... A Sonic game gets announced. Everyone gets really hype and excited. This is going to be the one... This is going to be the good Sonic game this time. And then it isn't. It never fails, does it? The Sonic cycle.
I had to think in my head. Has there been a year in which a Sonic game hasn't come out?
I don't know. I didn't know there were that many Sonic games, to be fair.
Oh god, there's so many. No, I'm not calling just me. I'm talking about just in general.
But when you said that, then Charlie was like, this suggested you went, oh, there's so many.
There is, though.
That's the way you made it sound. There's so many.
There's so many.
Are there that many? Is it one? I guess, like, if you're counting spin-offs and other stuff, right? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
You're talking. If you're talking every Sonic game included, you're talking it has to be at least...
Yeah, because all like the Olympic Games ones and the racing games and...
The RPG ones on RPG DS. One. Yeah. There's like phone ones. Yeah, there's the fighting, that one fighting game that exists.
Mm. True. I don't know if there's...
There's puzzle ones.
There might be a year maybe somewhere where they've missed one, but I doubt it. There probably is one every year. Because it sells, right? It'll always sell.
I reckon so.
Someone will always take it. I don't know.
Just... What a mess. What a mess.
You're not wrong.
Imagine, you know how, like, I always semi-say that you need to stop trying to play every game all of the time, or, like, listening to everything, or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, imagine trying to put... Imagine, like, coming in and being like, you know what? I'm going to try play Sonic. Where should I start?
I mean, I feel like, I don't know, with Sonic it's a weird one because there isn't like an ongoing story or narrative, so you kind of like, I don't know, just the most recent one, cool, right, see you later then.
Yeah, the Sonic games aren't exactly linear in terms of story. They're very modular, I feel.
I don't even know if there is a story that connects them, I'll be honest.
Playing every Sonic game seems like something you would do on Twitch.
It was something I would attempt to do on Twitch, and then I'd get past like the first few games that I enjoy, play 5 minutes of Adventure and go, nah, fuck this, and then never do it again.
Yeah, basically.
I did set up the Let's Play all Final Fantasy games on at one point. Which didn't get very far.
No, it was a fool's errand.
It was. Well, I mean,
it meant you had to play the fucking bad ones.
But I mean, Final Fantasy is a franchise I also really like, and Sonic isn't necessarily a franchise I really like. Like, there are games within Sonic that I really like, but Final Fantasy, for the most part, I enjoy as a whole.
But then you start off that early, so early on, because you played Final Fantasy 3.
Yeah, I didn't even get to Final Fantasy 3. I played Final Fantasy 1, Final Fantasy 2, and Final Fantasy Mystic Quest, which is a weird Game Boy thing. Which, to be fair, I'm glad I played that one, because I'd never played that before, and it was very weird. But
So, I was talking to a colleague at work today, this is the same colleague, by the way, about games in general. We talk a lot about games at work, me and this guy. And we mentioned... The series Gears of War was something we talked about, because it's something we both played a lot. I said to him, Gears of War, the franchise as a whole, are probably the shittiest games I've ever really, really enjoyed.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes you say that? I don't think those games are shit, are they?
In terms of shooters, I feel like they are just terrible. But there is nothing cooler than just going around chainsawing an enemy with your gun. Like, I don't know. Like, in terms of a shooter, it is terrible. Like, It feels slow, like very sloppy. The movement is very rigid, which I feel like it is bad for a shooter.
Okay.
And but the story's fun, and the actual like levels themselves are just really fun to play and engage with. Like there's a level where you're inside a giant worm and you're just destroying it from the inside, and from like a teenager's perspective, you're like, that's fucking awesome. So yeah, I think. And I was saying, yeah, the Gears of War franchise is the shittiest games I ever really enjoyed.
Maybe. I don't know what the shittiest series that I've really enjoyed is, to be fair. It sounds, it's a challenging one. It's a challenging one. What's the shittiest franchise that I've just genuinely really enjoyed? I don't even know what.
I feel the same about Gears of War, by the way. I haven't gone back and played them since. I loved them at the time, but I feel like I haven't played them since 2. I haven't played 1 or 2, but I feel like I would probably think they were bad now if I went back and played them. Yeah, but I probably still enjoyed the ridiculousness of it all.
Oh, like honestly, you should go back and play them. You will enjoy them. You will enjoy them just as much as you did when you first
played
them.
A real game for real men about a real war with real guns.
What the fuck?
It's an old Simon Miller quote. I apologize. When he used to, his character from the Miller Report was just obsessed with Gears of War, and he'd be like screaming about how bad Nintendo is. He's like, Nintendo is for babies. You should play Gears of War, a real game about real men, about a real war with real guns.
Jesus. Yeah.
Sorry, that's what that mess of me and Louis giggling to ourselves was.
So I love Simon Miller. I actually love him.
What a guy. What an absolute legend.
What a guy, indeed. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what would be the worst series. Again, Resident Evil's had some trash done it is. But yeah. I don't know if that. I think there's more good than bad in that series, but there is a lot of bad.
But the thing is that there are a few like sleeper hits. Like Resident Evil. I thought Resident Evil 1 was really good, but I didn't really like 2 or 3 that much at all. And then I play Resident Evil 4, and it's one of my favourite games ever.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with 4.
I love it. I don't get it. Like, I love Resident Evil 4. It's just so good. And then just straight after it comes, like, arguably the worst game in the series.
That's the thing. I enjoyed 5, but I reckon if I played it now, I would hate it.
So did you play it with a friend?
No. Because I'm a sad, lonely person.
Everyone.
I have done, but I didn't at the time.
Most people who I know have ever said, oh yeah, actually Resident Evil 5 was really good, played it co-op with a friend. And I'm always just like, yeah, but you didn't enjoy the game. You enjoyed playing with your friend.
Yeah, although even at the time, I didn't even think it was like as good.
Yeah.
I just liked it.
Yeah, I've played a bit of Resident Evil 5.
But I was like,
didn't enjoy it. Didn't enjoy it.
I wouldn't imagine that's an Adam Heard game, to be fair.
No, probably not. I don't, yeah, it's hard to say. I guess like Elder Scrolls games are objectively bad, right?
I don't know if you can claim that. Would I claim that? Probably, but I think, would I claim that? Yes. Should one? I'm not sure about that. I think they're probably objective,
like,
quite
good. I fucking love them. No, I feel like...
Have they aged well?
No.
Not, probably not. No. But I don't think you could claim they're bad, if you know what I mean.
I'm kind of on Charlie's stance here.
Yeah, you're probably right. I feel like there's a lot of, there are a lot of issues with those games, but...
No,
yeah,
bad's
probably too much.
Things with Gears of War, I feel like they were very bad at the time, but you just have so much fun with the silliness of it that you just kind of get enraptured within the experience.
That's exactly how I feel with Oblivion.
I mean, I feel like Oblivion takes itself a bit more seriously than Gears of War.
I don't know. There's a woman who asks about the fine for necrophilia.
A real game about real wizards.
Like, there are moments you just walk around in Oblivion, you hear two NPCs talk to each other, and it's absolute nonsense.
Oblivion's Metacritic is 94.
It's not bad, yeah.
I won't argue that it's aged poorly, potentially, yes. Mm. I haven't played it, so I wouldn't know. But if you'd said that, I would 100% back it. Sure. But I don't know if you can claim something that got 94 was bad.
Sure.
Now, they might be wrong, with, say, GTA 4, where it's not as good as people say it is, but that doesn't mean it's not bad. GTA 4 even isn't bad, you know?
So one thing I will say is that, as an Elder Scrolls fan, I actually don't like Oblivion.
I know a lot of people who don't like Oblivion. I know a lot of people who only like Skyrim as well, but I know a lot of people who love Morrowind and hate Oblivion as well. It's weird.
I actually quite like Morrowind a lot.
I only played a bit of Morrowind, but I think it was too late. I think it's too late for me to
Not a game. It's really not a game you can go back and play, because it is, in terms of aging, that might be one of the worst.
Morrowind has aged horribly. I only played it recently, like a year ago, when it came out on Game Pass, and I was like,
just look at how, go into third person and just look at how the characters walk.
Yeah. Well, you can barely walk. I couldn't even move. I had to jump to move at any semblance of speed. It was awful.
You thought there was a sprint key. Oh, bless.
No, I know. I thought I could move quicker than 0 miles per hour.
That's Sonic.
Yeah. No, because just walking normally in any of those games, in Oblivion or Morrowind, Oblivion or Skyrim, sorry, it's not slow. Just walking normally in any of those games. You don't need a sprint key to move quite fast in either of those games. There's no sprint key in Oblivion, but it's because of the way athletics is the skill. That's not a skill in Skyrim, but athletics in Oblivion and Morrowind work in that you start off slow and you get faster the more athletic you are. Only the base walking speed of unathletic people in Oblivion is probably slower than I walk in real life, and I walk very slowly in real life.
Yes, I know.
So, yeah, that's not good. I don't know. But people love those games, and that's fair. And I honestly can't think of a game that I think is objectively bad that I really, really like. There probably is one.
The worst thing is, I actually quite like Oblivion storytelling as well.
It's I don't know. It's fun. Oblivion's a fun game. With stupid stuff in it. And also the best quest I've ever played in a Elder Scrolls game.
Oh, you're on about the fucking Shivering Isles shit, aren't you? Unless I'm completely wrong.
No. I'm talking about the Brotherhood quest, where you're locked in a house with, 10 guys, and you've got to slowly murder everyone without them knowing that you're murdering, without them knowing who the murderer is. And, they're all, one person gets murdered by you, and then everyone's like, oh, who killed this guy? I can't believe someone in this house is a murderer. And then all the NPCs are trying to figure out who the murderer is, but the murderer is you. And it's genuinely one of the most fun quests I've ever played in my life in any game. It's so much fun.
Then there were none, except you're the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so much fun, and you can approach it in so many ways. You can approach it to charm and make friends with all the people so that no one would suspect you because you're the nice guy. You're the friend. You can do so many different things. So you can be properly stealthy. You can trap people in the right. It's such a good little quest. I just love it so much. There are loads of really good quests in Oblivion, honestly, but that one for me really stands out as just one of the most fun I've ever had in a video game. Can't speak high enough of the Elder Scrolls. This is what I mean. I love the Elder Scrolls series, but then also it's just plagued with nightmares. But I think the bugs are. Do you think a game having so many bugs could make it objectively bad?
Plagued with Nightmares is an unreal album title. Carry on.
Plagued with Nightmares is an unreal. You're not wrong. It's good. Do you think a game having so many bugs could mean it would be bad? It can have as many bugs as possible, and it could be bad, right? I guess it's having too many bugs. Like Oblivion or Skyrim having so many bugs makes the game bad, right?
I don't know. Well, when I think about Gears of War, I don't think of it as being bad because of its bugs. I think of it as being bad
because of its mechanics.
Because it's mechanically bad. I don't think Skyrim is mechanically bad. I think it's mechanically quite good. At least, especially for its time, I think it's mechanically quite good.
Sure.
So I think judging it based on its bugs, I feel like is a little bit unfair because, I mean, all games have them, but not to the extent Skyrim does.
Which
I think is, which I also think is a fair thing to talk about, but I don't know
if it makes it objectively bad, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I agree.
You're probably right. I think there's definitely a point to be made about the bugs and probably.
No, I agree. I feel like it's something that should be talked about. It's definitely a point worth making.
Yeah.
Because people who just kind of brush it off, it's like, ah, it's a Bethesda game. Oh, it's a really big game. I'm like, I don't know. Still doesn't make it acceptable.
It doesn't make it acceptable that most of these bugs haven't even been fixed now. Fan base patched most of them.
Oh, in a very small amount of time as well, might I add.
One of those.
But I don't know. What annoys me is that they keep re-releasing the game and not fixing any of these. Like, they made Skyrim Special Edition, which fixed nothing.
Do you know what it did fix? It fixed the unofficial patch that fixed all the bugs. So they had to make a new unofficial patch to fix the bugs in the special edition. The fans, oh god, like the fans love Skyrim so much, and I understand why, because I think that game is very special. I think like there's a certain magic from that game that I feel like no other game is like Skyrim at all. I genuinely couldn't name another game that I look at and go, yeah, that is like Skyrim to me.
Sonic Frontiers,
oh man, that would be incredible. But yeah, it's magical, but it is also a broken shit fest. It's part of the charm, though. Strangely, I don't know.
It depends for me, like. Sometimes depends what the bugs are. Some bugs I literally couldn't care less about.
Yeah.
Right. One of the notable examples when I think the internet over time has gotten way worse about this stuff. Mm. And I think when I remember it becoming a genuinely quite big issue was Assassin's Creed Unity.
Oh yeah.
With the one picture, whenever I say Assassin's Creed Unity, all of a sudden people's brains light up to the guy with no face.
The dude with no face. Yeah, yeah.
And like that, I couldn't care less about. Like, whatever, like funny. It just like, it is what it is. Awful, it just funny. Is what it is. But people are like, "Look how bad this game is," and I'm like, "I think you're making more out of this molehill than it needs to be." Like, like I think you look at, say,
like backwards flying dragons and raining mammoths is just at the end of the day quite funny instead of game. Yeah,
it still happens.
It does still happen.
Really? But that's like stuff I don't care about.
Yeah,
it's like whatever. Like I would prefer it not to happen, but at the end of the day, it's not.
And when it does happen, you kind of laugh at it and then move on, and it kind of makes the game more interesting for it. If the game just stops working, that's when it's a bug that's a problem.
If there was like a it's a game breaking bug, then it's a problem. But until that point, I wouldn't. Unless the game was literally just like constant non-stop bugs, then it just is what it is. You know?
Yeah, I agree. I think you're right. I think you are correct there. Sir.
I think people make way too much about him.
They probably do. Sad as it is.
It's the internet. It's the way it works.
It is.
You get clicks if you find a bad bug. You go, look how bad this game is. It's like, okay, well,
true.
You know, Bioshock Infinite, can that count as a game that's bad that I like? I don't know if I could count that as bad. I know we had this conversation every week.
But... I don't know. I don't think. I find it hard to think of these a game that's really that genuinely is bad that I like.
Yeah, I've been looking through Google at like. I typed in good bad games, which wasn't a good start for me because that just wasn't going to help me.
No, that doesn't sound good.
Like best-selling games that are bad, like none of them really. Like, none of them. List of video games notable for negative reception on Wikipedia. None of those. Like, you know, none of them just slap. And none of them are, like, things. Like, there's games in there, like No Man's Sky, that people like, but I haven't really got into, so I can't really say. There's games like Cyberpunk that people like, which I like, but I also played After the Punk, but I like Cyberpunk. And I think the general consensus of Cyberpunk is that it's good. It's just that
I think a lot of people like it now, yeah.
But that's just the way these things go. I can't find a game on there that's, like, actively bad. I mean, again, one of the ones on there that would interest you would be Final Fantasy 14. But again, I think after a poor launch, it's now considered
It was bad, and now it's considered very good. Like, it definitely isn't bad anymore.
So I'm struggling to think of anything. FIFA.
Do you like FIFA?
No, I think it's bad, though.
This is a bad thing that you like, though.
No, it's just bad, isn't it? It's just bad.
The only thing Sells I can well, see on all of these is pizza game. But also, I think it's bad on purpose, so...
I don't think anyone can claim pizza game is bad.
True.
True. The point.
Yeah. And the point of the game is that it's bad, and that, like, it's everything is spelled incorrectly. And that's, like, the only basis of it being a visual novel. I don't know, man.
I had a flashback. What was that? I've forgotten what it was called now. Devil's Third. Do you remember Devil's Third?
I do remember Devil's Third, yeah. I do remember that.
That game is objectively bad, actually.
I've never played it, but I've heard...
I don't like it. Yeah. I just remembered it existed earlier on today. And went, oh, do you remember Devil's Third?
Do you remember Devil's Third?
It looked like it was the visual, like, art assets were made in, like the 90s or something. They were just they were just random blocky polygons.
Wasn't it made by the guy who did Ninja Gaiden as well?
Itagaki, yeah.
Itagaki, that's his name. I don't remember his name. I just remember what he looks like. Itagaki. Yeah, that was weird. I've seen people talk positively about Devil's Third before.
Yeah, but Jonathan Holmes doesn't count. That game's bad.
What do you mean Jonathan Holmes doesn't count?
For some reason, I think he likes Devil's Third, and I'm not sure why that's in the back of my head.
He does like Devil's Third, yeah.
Well, there we go, then. That's what I mean.
Oh, my God.
I think Jonathan just likes, like, wacky shit games, right?
That's another good video gamer moment. Their beef with Itagaki on Facebook over Devil's Third. When he got really angry and started, like, posting how they're bad because they kept saying the game was shit.
Fair enough.
That was a grand old time.
I remember that. That was good.
What bad game that was.
What?
Devil's Third.
Devil's Third.
Yeah.
No redeeming qualities.
I've never played it. I'm sure there's one redeeming quality somewhere.
Oh, do you know another game that I also think is rather terrible?
Go on.
Metal Gear Survive.
I've never played it, but it looks atrocious.
It looks like a Unity asset flip and plays like one.
Yeah, I feel like it is, isn't it? I feel like at some point people are just like, yeah, this is just a Unity asset flip. It's Konami. Asset flipping games. I don't know. It's a weird one.
I played bits of it, but not a lot.
Yeah, I never played any, but I saw bits of it and I was like, no, this looks terrible.
But Metal Gear is one of my blind spots, so I've only played 4 all the way through, so I don't think I should have. I was playing Survive for a bit and I was like, I shouldn't play this game.
Probably not. I don't know. Survive's a weird.
If I'm going to play a Metal Gear game, it feels a bit wrong to go right Survive.
The actual worst one, not made by Kojima. You just go for one of the good ones.
Literally any other Metal Gear game.
Yeah. Literally any of them are better than Survive, as far as I'm aware. I'm trying to find something I specifically... like that is specifically bad.
Oh my god!
I'm
looking at the for some reason I've just got the Devil's Third Wikipedia page so I could remember what it's called.
Yes,
The game is rumored to have only sold 3,000 copies in North America.
Nice. That's what we like to hear.
What a mess of a game that was.
I'm really
interested if there's a bad game I like, but I can't think of any.
Yeah. It's very difficult to find one, I think. Because I don't even know if Gears of War is like specifically bad, but I'll take Louis.
I would make the argument similar to Elder Scrolls in that it's probably aged badly.
True. It probably has, yeah.
But then again, any game that's like burst in its genre usually is quite bad, if you know what I mean.
Probably, yeah, almost also that, yeah, as well. Like I think there are a lot of games that have aged badly. I think aging badly doesn't mean that the game is bad, right? Because like it probably was good at the time.
Yeah.
Probably anyway. Yeah, I don't know.
Found one. Fought one. Did? Yeah, hang on, I've got a chicken select in my mouth. Hang on. what do you call it? I like The Order 1886.
Oh, yeah.
I think that game is really hard done by.
I think that game would have been really good if it had anything but the beginning of a story.
No, it has a story. It just...
doesn't start.
It just... The second story would have been a lot better.
Actually,
it starts. It's just like, what happens, right, with that game is it ends on a cliffhanger that's really cool, and you're like... right, sequel's gonna bang, but I don't think I'm gonna be able to make one because this game is not selling well. But true. The sequel would have banged. But there was a lot of things to like in that game. I really liked a lot of things about that game.
I think
it got absolutely demolished because it was short and a meme at that time. But
I think everyone quite liked The Order when they played it. Actually, this is quite fun to play. But then it just ended so abruptly when it was about to get interesting because the story wasn't interesting up until that one point that it did, and then it ended immediately. I think.
I remember the response being a lot more tepid than you do. Maybe
I think it probably was. Yeah, I think people were hard on it because of the ending of the game.
I think it was because it was short as well.
Yeah, probably.
Like there was a big thing about its length. Like in my head, it got sixes. Like yeah. that's not a bad score, but I think it's a very like. This is a game that exists.
I mean, it is a game that exists.
Yeah, I can't. No one can deny that.
It had no lasting impact, right?
No one can deny that. No. No.
Like, and I think it had no lasting impact solely because of the
It just didn't sell well. Like it had a big thing. Like everyone when it came out and everyone was like, oh my god, you can complete it in 5 hours or whatever it was.
True, yeah.
And then that was like that studio's big swing, and then they ended up getting bought by Facebook. So,
oh, did they? Jesus,
they make Oculus games now.
Hey, they're getting the order for Oculus.
I feel like getting bought by Facebook is like death for video game studio now because I feel like they just don't. I feel like this is just you don't hear about much happening with the Oculus Rift, and it's sad. You hear like a couple of like good things about VR. You have periods where you hear a lot about VR, and then you just don't hear anything about it again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still convinced it will never take off.
I don't know if it needs to take off to be successful.
Well, what do you mean? I will.
Like, it's probably successful enough as it is now, VR.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's true, but. But it's clearly making enough money because they keep making new headsets. Yeah. I mean, a prime example of that is flipping Sony releasing a second headset, right? So, if they weren't, if like, let's be real, you look at the Vita, for example, which is an incredible console, which never sold very well.
Mm.
And yet they're not going to make enough on those, and yet they're going in for round two on VR. Oculus and Facebook, Meta, whatever, they keep releasing new headsets of different costs and different varieties, you know. Like, I think it's as successful as it needs to be to continue, but I don't know if it'll ever be this mainstream thing that everyone uses, but I don't know if it needs to be that to exist, you know?
I agree. I don't think it needs to be that at all. I think it wants to be that, Or rather, gamers want it to be that, right? Because everyone's got this idea of, you know, like the next generation being all VR, and everyone's got a VR in the household, and you can be in Skyrim and stuff like that. But it's just sort of not really, it's just not going to happen. Like, it's too expensive for most people to just go out and buy VR.
I think it works in the sort of the niche it's in now, is this like high, I don't know what the word is, like its own little significant high budget niche. You know, I mean, because I think the problem with, well, I guess at some point, like, and I mean, PlayStation VR is a really good example of something that's actually a VR headset that's relatively affordable. You need a PlayStation to play it, obviously. But like, outside of that, it's relatively affordable. I was really impressed by it. I know the problem is you look at any website when they talk about it, they're usually comparing it to other VR headsets and it doesn't compare favorably, which makes sense. It's way cheaper, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I looked at that and was really impressed by it and was like, kind of taken aback a little bit about how good it was. I think there might be a time in a couple of years after the next couple of generations. I mean, Quest is a good example. Meta Quest, which is their cheaper one, which is really well liked, where it might get to a point where it could be more accessible, but you're always going to be hampered by hardware. You're always going to be hampered by price. You're always going to be hampered by all these things that just sort of exist in the space, because you're not just buying a TV that you put on a wall, you're buying little small TVs that you put in your eyes. It's quite an expensive endeavor, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. You're not wrong. I don't think it will get much bigger than it is. But again, you're probably right. It doesn't need to be. It's a weird one. VR is just weird. Maybe one day we'll be able to play some cool VR games. I still want to play Beat Saber. That sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, Beat Saber. Yeah, Beat Saber. What's it called? It's good. It's like a game called Work Simulator. That was good.
Yeah, I've seen people play Work Simulator. That looks like a fun time.
Yeah, it's good. Half-Life Alyx. That's what we call it at some point.
Yeah.
I'm not fussed about Half-Life, but I do sort of want to play it. People say it's one of the better ones.
Yeah.
I feel like Super Hot VR's like prime VR content.
True, true. I feel like making myself sick by playing Mirror's Edge in VR is the perfect idea to do anything.
You just are obsessed with like Skyrim just making VR. Your life bad.
We'll play Skyrim VR.
Yes, yeah.
That's just a way of playing Skyrim I've not played, so that's
fair.
It would be a new experience for once. I don't know. One of these days we'll do some VR. But it won't be anytime soon. That's for sure. Can I say I liked Balan Wonderworld?
No, but you didn't. you would be lying if you said or even pretended to suggest that for even a second.
I am curious about how bad it gets, though. Like, to the point where I want to play it because I want to see how bad it is. And I do think I'd enjoy the what the fuck factor of the weird musical scenes. Cause I enjoyed the what the fuck factor of the musical dance number with the farmer. I remember that very strongly in my head. Of being a just a very what the fuck moment for me. And I always enjoy what the fuck moments.
You can say it if you actually enjoyed it.
I didn't. I hated playing the game so much. But
then I don't know if you say you should like it. I'm not going to lie.
I like the idea of it. In an ironic way.
Yeah, but we all like the idea of things. I like the idea of working out. It's not happening, is it?
True. Fair play. Yeah, I guess I just guess I don't have one. I guess I've just got too good taste here. My taste is too good. All games that I like are good, obviously.
Next question. What games do you think the other person likes that are bad? Answer, Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can dislike Final Fantasy all you like. I don't think any of them are... Well, I think...
But yeah, I will dislike Final Fantasy all I like, because I do.
That's fine, that's fine. I don't think they're bad games. I think you have to argue very strongly in position of, like, one of them to consider any of them bad games. Like, you could consider the original 14 a bad game, which we've spoken about, but I don't think anyone could really call them bad. What do you like, Charlie? Oh, if I can remember, you like something that I think is shit, right, don't you?
Football. West Ham.
You think West Ham's shit, so that's not exactly...
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Do you know what I have come to terms with recently, right? So I've been playing through the Sly Raccoon games again.
Oh, yeah.
Because they came out on PlayStation Plus for the 20th anniversary or whatever it was. And so I've been replaying them because I really like 2 and 3.
Yes, I know you're a big fan. Yeah.
And I think I've changed my mind. I think 3 is better than 2. I feel very... I don't know how to feel about this, but I think I've been wrong all these years. I think actually 2 is better than... I think actually 3 is better than 2. And for the entire time, I've been thinking 2 is better than 3. And I just... I don't know, man. I'm playing 3 through at the moment, and I'm like, it just hits, you know?
I mean, you know what? Fair play, right? Fair play.
2 has a better setup and premise, but 3, man. It's like, 3, man. I don't know. It's a bit like the difference between, Spyro 2 and Spyro 3, where there's just so much more going on.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Adam, that's something I have constantly.
I'll constantly make you play that game, like, until it kills me.
I'm not against playing Spyro 3, I just haven't.
Oh, you will play it.
That's fine, I'm sure I'll enjoy it.
You played any of them?
What?
Yeah, Spyro. 1 and 2.
Yeah, I played 1 and 2.
You haven't played 3?
Yeah, no, I just never had it.
I know, it hurts me to listen to.
I just never got it when I was a child on the PlayStation, and then I never played it.
Yeah, but now you're an adult.
I'd never thought about buying it. I just completely forgot. To be fair, I haven't been super interested in Spyro since I finished playing Spyro 2.
Wrong.
Like, back as a kid. And then I just didn't bother playing any of the other Spyro games. Not out of any other... reason. I didn't play Spyro 3 just because I didn't have it. And then all the other Spyro games I've just kind of not been interested in. Which I don't think is wrong, because as far as I'm aware, most of the other Spyro games are bad. Kind of goes with the Crash territory, right? As soon as the original developers stopped working on it, they all just got kind of not good.
Yeah, fair. The new one's pretty good, but that's fair.
Oh, the Reignited Trilogy.
No, I was thinking Crash 4. But yeah.
Oh, Crash. Sorry.
The Reignited Trilogy is pretty good.
Yeah. I want to play Reignited Trilogy.
The Reignited Trilogy is great, man.
That was the thing that I was thinking of doing, of playing, but and then I never bought it. And then I was like, oh, it'll come on Game Pass at some point, and it hasn't yet, so.
I don't think it will.
I don't know. I think when the Activision Blizzard thing goes through, if the Activision Blizzard thing goes through, it'll
probably... Oh, sure, yeah, I guess, yeah. Fair.
That and the Crash trilogy will probably be up on there at some point. I like to play both of them.
The thing is with Crash, you just skip the first one. But,
sure, yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I like it, but... just skip it.
No.
In fact, that's probably a good answer.
Yeah.
I don't think it's bad, but I just don't think it's worth playing.
Mm. That's fair.
Whereas 2 and 3 on Crash, yes.
And I played Crash 3 Warped. That was the only Crash game, other than Crash Team Racing, that I've played properly as well. So I have played some of these games, just not that many.
However, Spyro 1's great, so...
Yeah, Spyro 1.
Spyro 1, 2, and 3. In fact, 2 is my least favourite, so...
Really?
I don't know what it is about 2. Something about 2, it just doesn't sit with me.
2's really good. Weirdly enough, I think 1 might be my least favourite.
I think 1 being a least favourite makes sense, because it's when the formula was not perfected, right?
Yeah, although to be fair, out of all of the games, out of all of those sort of trilogies, Spyro, Sly, Crash, Ratchet and Clank, Jack and... I mean, Spyro 1's probably the closest to Spyro 3 than any of them is.
Mm.
In terms of, like, the jump between them in terms of gameplay, it's not that big. Mm. But for me, it does go 3, 1, 2.
Fair enough.
I've just never been able to get on board. There's something about the way 2 works, it just annoys me, and I don't know what it is. I genuinely have never... I think it's because maybe I didn't own it as a kid.
True, probably. I mean, that's probably how I'm a bit like as well. Not that I dislike any of the... I don't dislike... I've not played Spyro 3 and I don't dislike any of the other two Spyro games. But, yeah. I playing games as a kid, nostalgia and that sort of thing really makes you love games more than you probably should, I think, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Not even just games, just like films and stuff as well, right? I don't know if there's anything big that I play. Like Gex, right? Gex is unequivocally not good, right? As a series. But I loved that as a kid. I was like, yeah, it's Gex, man. He's so fun. He does the funny pop cultures. You know?
And now he's not good.
I mean, he's. I don't think he was ever good.
Croc, Legend of the Gobbos.
Yeah, I never played Croc.
That was something I liked as a kid, but I suspect I would dislike now.
I hear the soundtrack's nuts, though.
Oh, it is. It's worth listening to.
It is. It's just worth listening to. I don't know, man. Those platformers are weird. The old PS1 platformers and stuff. There's some very weird games in there, I think.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah. Yeah, because you had, like... Obviously, you had, like, Rayman, Spyro, Crash, Croc.
Yeah.
Flipping... Oh, Bugs Bunny and Taz Time Busters. That band. Yeah. Don't care what anyone says about that. That was sick. I'm trying to think what other... Because there was loads. Jesus Christ.
There was Bugs Bunny ones. There was Bugs Bunny Out of Time or something as well, right? I can't remember what it's
called. Lost in Time, yeah.
Lost in Time, yeah. I had that one, which was weird. I remember playing that for a bit.
Yeah, Buzz Bunny and Taz Time Busters is the sequel.
Ah, I see.
Where Taz is also in it.
Sure. Playable as well, I imagine.
He was. Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 2, yeah, that existed. That was
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, there's loads, man.
There were so many PS1
Tomb Raider. Platformers.
Tomb Raider.
Not in the same way, but anyway. Oh, Muppet Monster Adventure. Oh, yes. Yes. Probably, again, another game where I'd probably go back and play it and think
yeah, you'll probably play it. And
Muppet
go,
Monster
oh,
Adventure. God, yes. Abe, Oddworld.
Yeah, the Oddworld games are weird. Very interesting little games. Yeah, very weird games.
They are the weird.
I think so. I think they're pretty weird. But they're good. They're good games. Well, the two that I played were good. I don't know.
I think in by and large they're good.
Yeah.
You played Odyssey and Exodus.
Yeah. I played Odyssey and Exodus. I didn't play any of the Munch shit. I didn't play Stranger's Wrath, which I've heard is very good.
Yeah, I like Stranger's Wrath.
I haven't played Soulstorm or anything like that either.
Hasn't aged well, but it's worth playing.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Then they released. New and Tasty.
I've not played New and Tasty, but I think I own it. I think probably. I own it.
I mean, New and Tasty is Abe's Odyssey.
Yeah, but it's like HD and stuff now, right?
Yeah, it's remade.
Huh. I haven't played it.
It's good.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. I'm not saying it's not good. I just haven't played it. Yeah, Apes.
But that's what the meat was called that they manufactured that was made out of them.
Yeah. Muddock and meat. New and tasty. Ape Escape was good and weird.
Because everything they made meat out of went extinct.
Did it go extinct? I can't remember the opening cutscene of that. I remember them having a board meeting and being like,
The reason why they had to use them is because everything they currently made went extinct.
Bit fucking stupid of them, isn't it? Because then they're going to go extinct sooner or later as well.
Capitalism, isn't it?
I mean, it's true, yeah. That is is the social commentary there.
Capitalism is the greatest provider of short term solutions.
Probably, yeah. They're not looking at the long term at all. But short term, oh boy, have I got a solution for you. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but would you rather fix a problem now or a problem later? That's the question I'll ask you, Adam.
Would I rather fix a problem now or fix a problem later?
Yep. Fix it now, wouldn't you? So you'd go with the short-term option.
I think I would be different in business than me, like, do you want to fix this door now or fix this door when it breaks?
Perfect. You don't get it, Adam. My logic is flawless. I am perfect.
Indeed. That's how it goes. Whew. All right, I think we've had a long conversation about bad video games. So we've talked a lot about video games. Jesus Christ, what happened? Sonic released. All right, thank you for listening to Sometimes Video Games. That's been a fun one. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Right, do we want to record an intro or not?
Not really. Do we need to?
I don't think so.